Hello, fellow podcast travelers. Welcome to Saybrook Insights, a production of Saybrook University, an accredited, nonprofit, private institution of higher learning headquartered in Pasadena, California. Celebrating 50 years this year, our humanistic approach to online education has resulted in thousands of alumni the world over advancing the health and well-being of the communities we serve. My name is Nathan Long, president and host of this podcast. Today's episode features one of our illustrious integrative medicine and health sciences faculty members facilitating a mindful moment. We hope you find this experience an opportunity to recenter and relax. For more information about Saybrook and its programs, go to www.saybrook.edu. And now, join us for a mindful moment.
Good morning. This is Don Moss, your host this morning for Saybrook University's Mindful Moments. We are providing meditation guidance each weekday at 9:15 a.m. Today, my presentation will focus on a Taoist meditation. Taoism is an ancient Chinese spiritual tradition. The primary proponent of Taoism that we recognize today was Lao Tzu, who lived in the 6th century before the Common Era. Taoism emphasized an awareness and an acceptance for the rhythms and changes in nature and in life. These are words from Lao Tzu. Life is a series of natural and spontaneous changes. Don't resist them, that only creates sorrow. Let reality be reality. Let things flow naturally forward in whatever way they like. When we think of yin and yang, that's a Taoist recognition of the masculine and the feminine, the light and the dark in nature and in life. These are some words from Milos Kragujevac, a contemporary Taoist. The Tao cannot be defined, but Tao can be known. The method is meditation or being aware of what is happening. Milos has a YouTube lecture on the Tao in everyday life, which is available on YouTube. And I'll leave that address up there for a moment. I can also provide it to anyone by email. Today, I'm going to use a Taoist meditation that was developed by a friend of mine. Maria Paola Brignoli is a physician living in Verona, Italy. She wrote that the spiritual needs we all have for inner introspection, love, compassion, meaningfulness, total acceptance, devotion, and inner peace are goals to be achieved in our life. Paola has applied meditation and hypnosis in palliative medicine, in end-of-life care, hospice care, as well as in pain management. She works as an integrative physician in a hospital in Verona and also does pain management there. And she utilizes Taoism, Hindu and Buddhist meditation, as well as Christian traditions. But today I'm going to use a Taoist meditation that I take from her book on pain, the book Clinical Hypnosis in Pain Therapy and Palliative Care. I'm putting up a picture from Acadia National Park in Maine. For those of you who are uncomfortable closing your eyes, this can be something for your focus. I invite the rest of you to prepare yourself for meditation. The first step is to adopt a comfortable position for your body, balancing your weight evenly, straightening your spine. Pay attention to the physical sensations of your body, the sensations of your environment, heat, cold, tingling, trembling, or whatever else affects your sensorium. Once your body is comfortable and balanced, begin to take your attention to the second level, which is breath and energy. You may focus on the breath itself as it flows in and out of the lungs through the nostrils, or on energy streaming in and out of a particular point in tune with the breath. Be aware of your breathing and accept the rhythm of your breathing. The third level is spirit. When the breath is regulated and energy is flowing smoothly through the channels, focus your attention on your thoughts and feelings. Notice how they form, how they unfold and dissolve in your mind. Your awareness expanding and contracting with each breath. Notice the flow of insights and inspirations arising spontaneously. Images appearing and disappearing. You do not need to control this process. Simply be aware and follow it and accept it. You may notice intuitive flashes of insight regarding your mind, regarding your awareness, even regarding life. Your mind opens and empties the space that you experience within yourself and around yourself, opens and empties. And now I'm going to suggest a method, a technique called stop and observe. We pay close attention to how thoughts arise and fade in the mind. We let them pass like a train passing in the night without clinging to any particular thought. No more than we would cling to the cars of the train as it passes in the night, or the sounds of the train that we listen to in the night. By watching our unfolding awareness in this way, we develop an awareness of the basic emptiness of all thought, as well as cultivating a sense of not being attached to the rise and fall of our emotions, our feelings, even our impulses. We may be distracted at times by thoughts about this process, self-doubts, self-criticisms, frustrations, stress of the day. And gradually we learn to accept these intrusions, notice them, register them, and return to an awareness, the flow of our thoughts and feelings. And now stay with this process for a moment longer. And now a second technique. Observe and imagine. We continue to observe the flow of our awareness, but we invite a visualization to form. The image might be a sacred symbol, the moon, a star, a landscape, a person. But we allow our awareness to move around this image, whatever image may form for you. And if no image forms, again, allow yourself to stay with an awareness of your breathing and the flow of your thoughts and feelings. But if you find an image, that image may help you to focus and stabilize your mind in a focused awareness. You may visualize an energy in your body. Or you may imagine a sound, a bell ringing in your ears, another sound. The point of focus is not important. What matters is allowing the focus of your attention to shift away from idle thoughts, conflicting emotions, distractions, the baggage of the day, and invite your awareness to a stable point of focus, which we choose through intention. And now, as you continue breathing slowly, gently, as you continue the flow of your awareness around a visual image, a sound, or for some of you still around the process of your breathing or the flow of your thoughts and emotions, just enjoy this moment. Enjoy this moment and store it away in memory. And remember the words I used from Maria Paola Brignoli. First, to stop and observe, to observe what is happening within us, in our mind, and in our breathing. And then the words, observe and imagine, and allowing yourself to imagine a point of focus. And you will be able to return to this awareness at another time. And now prepare to come back gently with the drum. Coming back to the present moment and to the circle of colleagues and acquaintances and those gathered today for meditation, opening your eyes. Opening your eyes. And returning to the present.